Welcome. This is Higher Ground. Welcome to Higher Ground, the 30-minute radio revival that will warm your heart, going on to higher heights and deeper depths in the Lord. Bill Houston, pastor of the Church of God at Roseburg, will be here in a moment, right after we put on the full armor of God, and we are the army of the Lord. Here's Harvest.
Are we walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down, shedding our armor as we go, leaving it on the ground? We've got to be strong in the power of His might, prove to the enemy we are the army of the Lord, and we've won the victory.
All around us, wars going on between the wrong and the right. We got to choose which side we want. Darkness or the light, some of the soldiers of the Lord just don't realize that the captain of the army of darkness has come to blind their eyes.
Are we walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down, shedding our armor as we go, leaving it on the ground?
We've
got to be strong in the power of His might, prove to the enemy
place to hide. Our shields of faith are full of
Harvest. We are the army of the Lord. Don't take off that full armor, the full armor of God. And now let's move up to higher ground. Turn to the first chapter of Jonah, verse 17, as Bill Houston, pastor of the Church of God at Roseburg, brings your study on the sign that will be spoken against here on higher ground.
Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Shalom, my friends. Welcome to higher ground. Today we're going to be sharing with you some scriptures concerning the sign that shall be spoken against. I want you to turn with me, if you have your Bibles, or you can look them up later, to the second chapter of the book of Luke. And let's begin with the 25th verse concerning a man that was full of the Holy Spirit, that was waiting to see the salvation or the consolation or the comfort of Israel, and his name was Simeon, a man who had been dwelling in Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. The 26th verse reads, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ, or the Messiah. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, now listen to this, my friends, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Today I want to try to share with you from the word of the Lord what that sign was and is that would be spoken against. We saw the fall of Israel in AD 70 after Christ had ascended to the right hand of the Father and had sent back the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, into the hearts of his believers and those that had followed him while he was here in his earthly ministry. And it was recorded here in the book of Luke, as he was taken into the temple to be dedicated to the Lord according to the custom of the law, as Simeon, the prophet of the Lord, had prophesied over him, saying that this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. And also told his mother and father, and said, Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own souls also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed, concerning and showing that he was to be crucified, or that he would have to offer up his life, that they would even have to see him in death. All right, let's turn to the 11th chapter, to the 11th chapter of the same book, to the 11th chapter of the book of Luke, and we want to get into this sign that would be spoken against, beginning at verse 27. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. And he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South shall rise up in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. I want you to notice, my friends, that it tells us that Jonas, that word Jonas means dove. Just like the dove that descended upon Jesus when he was baptized of John in the River Jordan. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall the Son of Man be to this generation. That evil and adulterous generation that sought after a sign, that did not want to recognize, it did not want to believe, that even through all the miracles that he had performed, and all the words that he had spoken unto them, and all of the other signs that had been given, that he was the Messiah, the fulfillment of the prophecies that had come to pass, that he was born in the city of Bethlehem, that he was born of a virgin, that he was the one that was sent from God, that he was God manifested in the flesh, that he was the Word of God back in the beginning. He said, you seek after a sign. I'm going to give you a sign, the sign of the prophet Jonas, 3 days and three nights. All right, turn with me, my friends, to Matthew, the 12th chapter. To Matthew, the 12th chapter, and we'll begin at verse 38. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. For when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. My friends, that the nation of Israel fell according to the prophecy that came forth over Jesus by Simeon in A.D. 70. But there was more to that prophecy than just the fall. Said that he would also be for the rising again. We have been an eyewitness of once again God's miraculous workings in the nation of Israel. But there was a sign that would be spoken against. Here Jesus Christ revealed what that sign would be. Like Jonas was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights, so would the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. I want you to turn with me, my friends, to the 16th chapter of the same book, and let's get another witness. As the Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. In Matthew 16, verses 1 to 4, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, When it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. My friends, I want us to consider today this sign of the prophet Jonas. This sign that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, that was sent into the world to save His people from their sins. That this sign that He said He would give to this wicked and adulterous generation as the only sign that He was the true Messiah. 3 days and three nights. I wonder if we have not been deceived many times into trying to think that there is 3 days and three nights from Friday till Sunday. We're going to prove to you today from the Word of the Lord that Jesus Christ rose from the grave just exactly like that He said that He would. Not a part of 3 days and three nights, but a total of 3 days and three nights. Let's go to Matthew, the 28th chapter. To the 28th chapter of the book of Matthew. And we shall begin reading in the first verse. Verses 1 through 6. In the end of the Sabbath. Now the Sabbath and the Jewish tradition and the Sabbath according to the commandment of the Ten Commandments was on the seventh day of the week. And back in the very beginning when God created the heavens and the earth, that He rested on the seventh day and He sanctified and hallowed the Sabbath. All right. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. Now, I want you to think about something here. According to the Scripture, that the day began at sundown, not midnight or morning. That the evening and the morning were the first day, according to the account in the book, the first chapter of the book of Genesis. And in Barry's interlinear Greek, taking from the Greek end to the English, it reads, "Now late on the Sabbath, as it began to get dusk toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake." And in the original it says, "And there had been a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said." How did he say, my friends, that he would be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights? Come see the place where the Lord lay. All right, so we have established from the Word of the Lord that in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to get dusk, as it began to draw on, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, when this visit came of Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, that Jesus Christ had already risen from the grave, as He had said. That sign of 3 days and three nights. Let's go to the 11th verse of this same chapter. "Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city, and showed unto the chief priest all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night, and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money, and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day." See, there's where the deception began. Right there back at the time of Christ's resurrection, when the grave could not hold him, even with the guards posted to make sure that he didn't come forth from the grave, that when the time of the 3 days and the three nights had expired, that not hell itself could hold him from coming forth in the power of his resurrection. For he said, "I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." He said, "I lay my life down and I take it up again. This power I have received from my Father." Yes, my friends, he was in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights, but he came forth from the grave, not on Sunday morning, as most of us have been taught, but he came forth late on the Sabbath day, sometime between 3 and 6 o'clock, because he could not have stayed on the cross after sundown. It would have been against the law of the Jewish religion of that day, because that next day was the high day Sabbath of the Jews. It was the day following the preparation or the Passover, when they killed the lamb and ate it that evening. And it was not to be purposed that he was to stay upon the cross after sundown. So that Joseph of Arimathea came and took his body and wrapped it in grave clothes and laid it in a tomb that he had hewn out of the stone. And it was recorded here in Matthew that these soldiers went back and told the leaders of the Jewish community that time of what had happened about Jesus' resurrection, and they told them to perpetrate a lie, and that lie has been going forth from that time till this. There's another thing that concerns me here in this great truth, this great revelation of the 3 days and the three nights, the sign that would be spoken against, is that most of Christendom and those that have made a commitment to follow in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ and those that have listened to the doctrines of the church have been told that He was crucified on Friday and that He rose on Sunday morning, which is only two nights and one day, could not possibly have come forth from the grave on Sunday morning, as there is no account of any of the visits to the tomb that Jesus was ever still there laying in the tomb when they arrived. He had always risen, and Matthew says He rose as He said. I hope today, my friends, as you have listen to these scriptures, as you have heard the revelation of that sign that would be spoken against, that was prophesied over Him by Simeon back there when He was but a baby, that every word of God is true and the scripture cannot be broken. Oh yes, my friends, when we get the truth of the revelation of Jesus Christ being the Messiah that would come, yes, in His Father's name, that would send the Holy Spirit in His name, that would come into our hearts by faith, that we might receive His resurrection life, that we might know Him in that power of His resurrection. Yes, and in the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable even unto His death. Yes, my friends, these truths can lead us on to higher heights and to deeper depths and take us away from the vain teachings and traditions of men and bring us into the revelation that will cause us to go forth in victory, as Jesus said, that ye shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. I want to not only exhort you, I also want to warn you that you should never trample upon that which the Almighty has given us, that Word which stands fast forever, that Word which Jesus Christ Himself declared that heaven and earth would pass away, but My Word shall not pass away. That Word upon which we build our solid foundation, as Jesus said, He that hears My Word and keeps it shall be like a man that's built his house upon the rock. Yes, that when the winds come, yea, when the storms of life are raging, yea, that when we're going through the testings and trials of life, that we shall be built upon that which is thus saith the Lord. Yea, that we will not fall, but He that does not build upon the rock, but he that builds upon the vain teachings and traditions of men, that the Lord says, why call ye Me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Oh, in vain they do worship Me, teaching for commandments the traditions and teachings of men, the commandments of men. Easter itself is nothing but a pagan word taken from a pagan goddess of the spring that has been incorporated into the Christian commitment so that they might be able to try to win the heathen. Let me tell you, my friends, we do not win the world by becoming like the world. That He said in the sixth chapter of 2 Corinthians, come out and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. What fellowship does light have with darkness? Oh, that light that is in us, if it is not total light, then be careful that we don't turn once again and follow after that which only man has given us. Yea, even in the councils of religious organizations that have deliberately and diabolically tried to take us away from the truth and the revelation of the Scripture, yea, that will lead us on to higher heights and victory in Him who has called us to be an overcomer and to live victorious because that He came forth from the grave according to the sign that He gave. 3 days and three nights. Yes, my friends, this is a revelation of light. It's a revelation of truth. May God bless it to your hearts and cause you to see that there is greater liberty in walking in truth if we receive that from Him who is the way, the truth, and the life, even Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Bill Houston.